chapter 8, verse 18.
路加第八章十八节。所以你们应当小心怎样听，因为犯有的还要加给他，犯没有的连他自以为有的也要夺去。这是将要我们听到的，应该要留心的听。The
verse tells us to consider carefully how we listen.
如果留心听，我们在道理上就会渐渐的进步。If
we pay attention to the words of God, we will improve in our faith.
如果不留心听，我们在道理上就会退步。If
we do not, however, our faith will diminish.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is this the case?
因为我们听道理，如果听不明白，
because if we do not understand what we hear,
魔鬼就会把我们
Satan will snatch away what we have.
就像做生意一样，一点点本钱也会塞掉。
Just like when you're doing business, even your capitals will be taken away.
我们看同一章的十二节。
Please read the same chapter, verse 12.
那些在路旁的，就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来从他心里把道夺取，恐怕他们信了得救。 因为如果不注意听，我们道理不明白，魔鬼就会把它夺走了。If
we do not listen carefully to the word and do not understand, say the devil will snatch away the truth from our hearts.
这十三节里面，这就是那些落在磐石上的，就是人听了道理，虽然欢喜领受，但是没有根。In
verse 13, it says that some of the seeds fell on the rock, and because they have no root.
如果是暂时的相信，要遇到试探以后，他就会退步了。They
believe temporarily, and when they face temptation, they will fall away.
这现在的有三项，我们已经查考过了，也讲过见证了。The
first three things we have talked about a few weeks ago.
所以我们就不多解释了。So
we will not further elaborate these points again.
第二项应当就是我们处理事情应该小心。The
second thing to be careful of is to be careful of handling matters.
我们看《使徒行传》第五章。Please
turn to Acts chapter 15.
《使徒行传》第五章，Acts
chapter
15:35，就对众人说：“以色列人呐，轮到这些人，你们应当小心。”Excuse
me, Acts chapter 5:35。
《使徒行传》五章35节，Acts
chapter 5:35。
就对众人说：“以色列人呐，轮到这些人，你们应当小心怎样办理。因为使徒在传道的时候，很多人逼迫他们，要杀害他们。”When
the apostles were preaching, many people tried to persecute them and kill them.
当时就有一个很有名望的人，也就是对事情处理得很公正的一个人，就出来讲话。A
very famous man came out and spoke.
他说：“这些人呐，你们应该小心地处理，不要随便来杀害他们。”He
told the people, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men.
你们不了解是出于神，不是出于神。Because
you do not know whether this is from God.
如果是他们是确确实实传神的道理，你们伤害他，那就等于攻击神了。If
they are indeed preaching the word of God, if you try to persecute them, you are attacking God.
如果他们不是出于神的，他们是自己乱来的，那他们自己慢慢就会消灭了。But
if they're not from God, they're only rebels, they will diminish gradually.
我们办事是要给神看的，是要得神的喜欢。When
we do things, we try to please the Lord.
所以我们不管做什么，一定要我们对神自己负责。So
in whatever we do, we should be responsible directly to God.
不管人看我们怎么样，我们要看神是不是喜欢。We
don't really care what other people think of us. We only try to please the Lord.
我们就是说，一定要凡事都要对得起神。In
everything we do, we should try to please God.
在神的面前，一切。 作恶的事情就不要做。
We should never do any kind of evil deeds before God.
在旧约圣经上，常常会讲到当时以色列的国王。
In the Old Testament, we find many kings of Israel.
啊，有的国王是在神的面前行神看为正，啊，为义的事情。
Some of the kings acted righteously before the Lord.
有的国王是行神看为恶的事情。
While other kings did evil in the sight of God.
所以保罗说，他说我立一个志向，啊，连一在神的面前连一件恶事都不做。
So Paul determines not to do any evil before God.
就是我们做事一定要神喜欢才对。
Whatever we do, we should try to please God.
所以我们办事一定要看啊，要查验，要了解神喜欢不喜欢。
So when before we act, we should examine whether this is pleasing to God.
啊，我们明白是神喜欢的，那我们可以放胆的去做，没有关系。
If we know it is, we can go ahead and do it.
啊，我们如果不清楚，我们就要多考虑。
If we're not sure, we should consider carefully.
那第三件事情就是说话要小心。
The third thing to be careful of is to be careful of our speech.
这记载创世纪二十一章，请看创世纪三十一章。
This is recorded in Genesis 31.
创世纪三十一章。
Please read Genesis 31.
创世纪三十一章二十九节。
Genesis 31.
二十九。
Verse 29.
我手中原有能力害你，只是你父亲的神昨夜对我说，你要小心，不可与雅各说好说歹。这是雅各的岳父嘴上，因为雅各这个从他的岳父家里逃走，带着太太小孩子逃走，他的岳父就追上他，本来想害他。
Jacob with his wife and children fled from his uncle, and his uncle tried to pursue him.
但是夜里头神向这个雅各的岳父显现，说你不可以向这个雅各说好说歹。
But during the night, God appeared to Jacob's uncle and told him, you should not say anything evil or good to Jacob.
所以他也就不敢睡着来咒住雅各。
So Laban dared not to curse Jacob.
那个翻译白话原圣经说，你不可以咒住雅各，也不可以祝福他。
To translate this verse more plainly, it means do not try to curse Jacob.
你追上雅各以后，你讲话一定要小心。
Once you catch him, you should be careful of your speech.
我们基督徒也是讲话需要小心。
We as Christians should also be careful of our speech.
我们不要咒诅人。
We should never curse others.
也不看情形，也不能够随便祝福人。
And depends on the situation, we should try not to bless others.
因为祝福，我们咒诅人，我们嘴是很厉害的。
A curse is a very serious sin.
在台湾有一个姊妹她的先生在那发怨言，说我现在忙得要死了。她的太太说，那你死就死了吧。
There was a brother who's told his wife, I'm tired to death, and his wife told him drop dead.
她的先生在那沙发上坐下来就喝一口茶喘喘气，结果一口茶就把噎死了。
And the husband was drinking tea, and he was choked to death.
倒在地上，他太太小孩子紧张的不得了，真的死掉了。
The husband fell on the ground dead, and the wife and children were so scared.
所以基督徒不可以咒诅别人。
So we as Christians should never curse others.
那如果他不配祝福，我们也不能随便祝福他。
On the contrary, if a person is not worthy of blessings or praises, we should not bless them.
所以圣言说，生死在我们的舌头的权下。
The Bible tells us that life and death is in the control of our tongue.
在圣经上也讲，将来要凭我们讲的话来看我们是义人还是看我们是罪人。
The Bible also tells us that in the future we will be judged whether we are righteous or evil based on what we say.
因为凭这个人讲话就可以断定这个人是义人是罪人。
Because by the words we say, God can judge us whether we are righteous or evil.
我们看马太福音十二章。
Please refer to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
十二章三十六节。
Chapter 12 verse 36.
我又告诉你们，犯人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来。三十七节。
37。
因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。那这三件啊，这三项事情，应当相信的事情，我们已经啊详细说明过了。
All the above three things we have already talked about.Last time.
所以我们要继续查考第四项。
Today we would like to continue to study the fourth thing.
第四项就是我们要小心地对待别人。
Which is to be careful of how we treat others.
先看马太福音十八章。
Please read Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
第九节。
Chapter 18 verse 9.
倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒，就把它剜出来丢掉。你只有一只眼进入永生，倘若有两只眼被丢在地狱里，地狱的火里。第四节。
10.
你们要小心，不可以轻看这小子里的一个。我告诉你们，他的使者在天上常见我天父的面。这里说要小心，我们。看人不可以啊，看不起人。
Here the verse tells us that we should not look down on others.
啊，因为这是一般世人的通病。
Because this is a common mistake that the worldly people commit.
啊，看到穿的衣服很好，哎，大家都对他很尊敬。
People usually respect those who are well dressed.
啊，看到人家穿的衣服破破烂烂的，都很藐视他。
And we always look down on those who are in rags.
但是我们在教会里不是这样。
In the church, however, we should not do that.
啊，不管他是有智慧还是很愚笨，或者是穷或者是富。
Whether a person is smart or not as smart, or whether he is rich or poor.
啊，或者这个人在社会上地位很高，或者这个人啊根本就没有地位。
Whether a person has high social status or whether he is very low in his status.
啊，我们应该要一视同仁才对。
We should treat them all equally.
因为在神看来，神不看这个外表的，他是完全看个人的内心的。
Because God does not look at the appearance, He looks at the heart.
所以圣经上告诉我们。啊，我们也不可以以外貌来待人。
That's why the Bible tells us not to treat others, because of their appearance.
因为在我们中间，一个最卑微的，也就是说一个最，这个没有才干的、最没有这个能力的人，神也很看重他。
Because among us, even those who are least gifted, who have the least ability, God still takes care of them.
每一个人。都有天使要常常向神报告的啊，这个人的情况。
Every one of us has an angel to report our conditions to the Heavenly Father.
我们平常是眼睛看不到了，我们身边有天使。实际上，我们每个人身边都有天使在那里照顾我们。
Even though we do not see that angels are around us, in fact, angels are always around us to take care of us.
这是圣经告诉我们的，我们应该。既然圣经上讲，我们就相信。
Since the Bible tells us this is the case, we should believe.
圣经上说，圣的使者会在我们周围安营啊。
The Bible tells us that the angels encamp around us.
既然是安营，不是一个天使，一个天使不会在我们周围安营。
Encamp implies that there is more than one angel.
啊，最少也有一个天使。
There should be more than one angel.
啊，他会把无论状况都会。向神报告，人家欺负我们，或者是人家对我们好，统统报告给神都有记录了。
These angels will report all our conditions to our Heavenly Father.
啊，人家对我们好啊，也有报告，记账，将来要奖赏别人。
When somebody treats us well, the angels will report this good deed to the Heavenly Father, and the Heavenly Father will reward him.
啊，有人要欺负我们啊，我们虽然不讲话，但是天使已经报告上去了，已经记录下来了。 他将来要受惩罚。
But if somebody ill-treats us, the angels will also report these evil deeds to the Heavenly Father, and that person will receive punishment.
所以我们也要跟神一样，我们要看每个人的心，就不要看每个人的外表。
Like our Heavenly Father, we should also not look at the appearance only and look at other people's heart.
我们看雅各书第二章。
Please read James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章第一节。
James chapter 2 verse
1. 第二章第一节。
James chapter 2 verse 1.
我的弟兄们，你们要信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按外貌待人。这后边讲，有些人穿得很漂亮，我们就请他坐很好的位置。 有些人很肮脏，我们就说你就坐在我这个脚下就好了。Following
verse 1, there's an example where people say to those who are in rags, just sit beside my footstool. And to those who are rich, we say, please sit on these good seats.
如果是这样，在第四节这里讲，这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意端定人吗？
If we do that, verse 4 tells us, have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
所以我们在这件事情上也要小心。
So regarding this matter, we should be careful.
在台湾我们很熟的有一个弟兄。
There is a brother in our church.
这个弟兄是很软弱的。
He was very weak.
长得外貌也是不大英俊。
And he was not very good looking.
全身都是不大健康。
And he had a lot of health problems.
连牙齿都是很难看的。
Even his teeth looked very terrible.
但是这个弟兄啊，他走遍全台湾。
But this brother walked from place to place in Taiwan.
大概比那个一般的传道、宗教会还多。
He had probably been to more churches than any other preachers.
他看到那个联谊会的蓝代表，他就跑去参加。
Whenever there was a special convocation, he would go to that church to attend.
他说我是某某教会的弟兄。
He would tell them, I'm from such and such church.
那教会都是很对他很照顾。
And the churches took good care of him.
有些教会实在是很有爱心，对那个软弱的还特别照顾的。
Some churches were very loving and they showed more love to those who were weak.
圣经呢也告诉我们，要对软弱的要特别对他照顾一点。
The Bible also tells us that we should show more care to those who are weak.
我们看马太福音25章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音25章。
Matthew 25.
马太福音25章45节
Matthew 25 verse
45 王要回答说我实在告诉你们这些事你们既不着在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上就是不着在我身上了46节
46
这些人要往永生里去那些义人要往永生里去我们
Whatever we do on one of the least, we do it on the Heavenly Father.
如果没有着在最小的弟兄身上，没有着在弟兄身上，就是没有着在主耶稣身上。
Whatever we do not do for one of the least, we do not do for the Heavenly Father.
这40节也讲了，我要回答说，我实在告诉你们。
In verse 40, it says the similar thing.
这也是你们既着在我这弟兄中最小的一个人身上，就是着在我身上了。
I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
我记得我听了一个见证。
I have heard a testimony.
有一个弟兄，他得到神很多的恩典。
Regarding a brother who received many blessings from God.
他也是刚信不久，对道理还不十分清楚。
He had believed for a short time, so he wasn't very clear about the truth.
有一天他就向主耶稣祷告。
One day he was praying to God.
他说：“主耶稣啊，你对我太好了。” He
prayed, Lord Jesus, you are so good to me.
我不晓得怎么报答你呢。”
I don't know how to repay your love.
我想请你吃饭好不好？”
So the brother said, I'll treat you to lunch.
主耶稣说：“好啊。”
Then Jesus says, okay.
那什么时候来?
What time then?
这个弟兄想想第一个日子。
Then brothers, the brother thought I should set a time.
说明天下午我六点钟我就请你吃饭。
On such and such day at 6 o'clock, I will treat you to dinner.
主耶稣说好，我真是参加。
The Lord Jesus says, okay, I will be there.
这个弟兄就准备了很多的菜啊。
And the brother prepared a wonderful meal.
当然是把最好的啊，最好的礼服都下上了。他太太煮的啊，一定是拿手好菜。
Of course, he prepared all the good things he could afford.
还不到六点钟啊，一样都准备整齐了。
And even before six o'clock, he prepared everything ready.
弟兄就在那客厅一直等啊，等主耶稣要来吃饭。This
brother was waiting for the Lord Jesus to come to his house to have dinner.
在那六点钟的时候，刚好。
Exactly at 6 o'clock.
主耶稣没有来，来了一位从远地来一位弟兄，这个因为他家里受到家里出意外，然后那个走了很多的路啊，身上啊很脏啊。
Jesus did not come, but instead a brother from very, very far away who had an trouble in his family walked all the way to his house.
他说我已经好几天没有吃饭了，又饥又饿，希望你能够帮助我。
And he told his brother, I haven't had meal for days, and could you help me?
那弟兄说，哎呀，我是要请主耶稣的，我菜饭都预备好了，但是主耶稣没有来，不能给你吃啊。And
the brother says, this meal is prepared for the Lord Jesus. He's not here yet. I can't let you eat his meal.
因为那个弟兄要急着赶路，有要紧的事，必须要马立刻要走。
But the other brother was also in a hurry, and he was about to leave.
他说那既然是这样，我就到另外的地方，其他的弟兄我还认识，我去到他家里去想办法了。And
he says, if I can't eat here, then I'll try some other place.
他就立刻就走掉了。So
he left immediately.
这个请吃饭的弟兄就在那一直等啊。Then
the brother who was inviting Jesus kept on waiting.
一直等了几个小时，等到晚上4点钟还没吃饭，他等主耶稣，哎，怎么主耶稣没来啊？
He waited till 10 o'clock in the evening and thought, how come Jesus never came?
今天超过这么久了，好了，我们就要吃饭了。Then
I'll start eating.
吃完饭以后，他就祷告了，主耶稣啊，你怎么没有找时间来呀？
And after the meal, he prayed to Jesus, how come you did not come?
那夜里就做一梦。
And during the same night, he had a vision.
主耶稣就给他讲。
Jesus told him,
他说我绝对是富有,
I came exactly on time,
但是你不准我吃啊,
but you did not let me eat.
我就到别的地方去了,
so I left for other place.
他醒过来想来想去，主耶稣明明没有来，怎么说绝对是到来呢?
He woke up and was puzzled. Jesus never came, how come he said he came exactly?
他就想到这些圣经啊。
Then he thought about this very verse.
原来那个就是主耶稣派的代表啊。
Actually, that was the messenger from God.
所以我们对待人要应当要小心。
So we should consider carefully how we take care of others.
主耶稣常常派代表，我们不是，是主耶稣的代表。Because
Jesus always sends messengers, and we are actually God's messengers.
主耶稣尤其常常派那个比较微弱的，就是软弱的，卑贱的，做他的代表。And
oftentimes Jesus uses those who are weak as his representatives.
我们。 第二点，我们也不能够以恶报恶。The
next thing is that we should be careful not to treat evil with evil.
我们对人，人家对我们坏，我们就对他也坏。For
example, when people are bad to us, we try to retaliate.
一般的人是这样，好像你打我一拳，我就打你一拳，这个我就不算对不起你。For
the worldly people, a tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye is a common thing.
圣经上说，在旧约时代可以以眼还眼，以牙还牙。In
the Old Testament, the standard is that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
你瞪我一眼，我可以瞪你一眼。If
you look at me with contempt, I can do the same thing with you.
你咬我一口，我也可以咬你一口。
If you If you bite me, I can return your bite.
但是在新约时代要更进一步，不可以这样。
But in the New Testament, we should improve and do not do that.
啊，人家对我们坏，我们要对他好。
When other people ill treat us, we should pay them with good.
我们看彼得前书第三章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章
First Peter chapter
3第九节
Verse 9
第九节
Verse 9
不以恶报恶以辱骂还辱骂倒要祝福因为你们是为此蒙召好叫你们承受福气啊，这里说不要以恶报恶
Do not repay evil with evil
啊，人家骂我们我们也骂他
When people scold us we scold back
啊，别人骂我们我们要祝福他
But on the other hand when people scold us we should bless them
啊，别人对我们不好我们要对他好
When people maltreat us we should pay them with love
啊，这就是我们是蒙为此蒙召啊，神就是要找我们做这个事情
Because according to this verse, we are called so that we may, for this purpose.
因为这样做就会承受福气啊。
Because if we do likewise, we may inherit a blessing.
所以我们与人家有什么争执的时候，我们都要和他一致争执，我们宁可让步。
So when people run into arguments with us, we should concede.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章
Romans chapter 12
十九节
Chapter 12 verse 9
罗马书十二章十九节
Chapter 12 verse
19亲爱的弟兄不要自己伸冤宁可让步平平主怒因为经上记得说主说伸冤在我我必报应二十节
Marty
所以你的仇敌如饿了就给他吃若渴了就给他喝因为你这样行就是把炭火堆在他头上二十一节
21.
你不可为恶所胜反要以善胜恶这就是说我们和别人发生啊冲突的时候我们宁可让步
Here it tells us when we come into conflict with others we should leaveWe should leave room for God's wrath.
啊，在一般的世人都是这样，要争回一口气，要争这个面子。
For the worldly people, they always try to revenge.
啊，认为让步就是弱战啊，没就是啊，就是太软弱。
They think that conceding means coward.
啊，但是圣经上告诉我们，我们要让步。
But the Bible tells us that we should concede.
啊，我们的仇敌害我们的人，他如果饿了，我们要给他饭吃。
When even our enemy, we should give him food to eat when he is hungry.
啊，他如果有困难，我们要帮助他。
When our enemy is in trouble, we should help him.
这样就是以善胜恶，就会感化他。
This means to overcome evil with good.
啊，他受到我们感化以后，就会做一个给我们做一个很好的朋友。
If our enemy is moved by us, they will become our good friends.
我在圣经报上看到一个见证。
In the Holy Spirit times, I read a testimony.
这是前几年的事情
which happened a few years ago.
是在英国住了一位弟兄
This happened in England.
他是开餐厅的
A brother there opened a restaurant.
啊，有一个晚上，一个年轻人到他的那个餐厅在那胡闹
During an evening, a youth came to his restaurant and messed up his place.
甚至把他的那个鸡蛋呐、啊，有些东西啊都啊。给他打坏，连他的餐桌都给他推倒了。
He threw all his food outside and then turned over his tables.
那后来，他这个坏人是因为别的案子被警察抓到了。
This bad youth was caught because of other crimes later.
法院就判他几个月的徒刑。
And he was sentenced a few months in prison.
这个人要去坐牢之前就到这个弟兄家这个饭馆去吃饭
Before going to the prison this youth went to this brother's restaurant for
给他这个他要什么就给他拿什么
But the brother still served him meal
他就不但是这样，他还陪他在那里给他讲话。
And he, the brother even talked to this youth.
啊，那个坏孩子就讲了，他说啊，啊，我要去坐牢了。
The youth told him, I've been sentenced to prison.
啊，所以我要保持一餐了。啊，因为我受苦了，现在啊，今天要吃好一点。
So I have to get my last good meal.
啊，明天就开始受苦了。
Because tomorrow I'll be suffering.
啊，我问这个弟兄说，啊，你怎么要去受苦啊
？The brother asked, how come you are suffering?
他说啊，我一件事情，法院已经判刑了，要判几个月，要坐监了。
He said, I committed a crime and I have been sentenced to jail.
啊，我们弟兄请他吃啊，他说好，既然是这样，今天你要吃什么就吃什么啊，尽量我所有的好的你只要要就给你吃。他说我请你开。
And the brother told him, go ahead, eat whatever you want, it's on me.
哦，这个。坏的青年受到啊感化，结果出了监牢以后就变好了，而且比这个我们的弟兄做好朋友啊。
The youth was extremely touched, and after he finished his sentence, he came out became our brother's good friend.
啊，我想可能弟兄也为他祷告了，不然不容易那么快变好的。
Our brother probably prayed for him.
感谢神呐、啊，我们啊基督徒的做法应该和别人做法不一样。
So we as Christians should act differently from the worldly people.
我们这样做，我们天父才会赏赐我们的。
If we do this, the Heavenly Father will reward us.
啊，我们看箴言。
Please turn to Proverbs.
25:25.
Proverbs
25. 箴言25:25.
Proverbs 25.
21:21. 你的仇敌若饿了，就给他饭吃；若渴了，就给他水喝。22:22。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他头上，神也必赏赐你。这里说神会赏赐我们。
Here it says the Lord will reward us.
啊，我们主要是要得神的赏赐。
Our main objective is to receive reward from God.
我们知道，我们辛辛苦苦来做礼拜，辛辛苦苦做圣工。
We come to service every time and we work so hard for God.
啊，我们做圣工都是啊，任劳任怨在那里啊，埋头苦干去做。
We work very hard for the church regardless of complaints and criticisms.
啊，我们也不求人的报偿。
We do not seek reward from other people.
啊，我们为什么就是要得神的赏赐
？But why are we doing all these? We are doing it because we want to receive reward from God.
所以我们做什么事情都一定要照圣经去做。
So whatever we do, we should follow what the Bible instructs us.
啊，我们人与人之间，我们待人啊，不要照一般世人那个方法，我们要照圣经。
When we treat others, we should treat others differently from how the worldly people treat others.
啊，在一般人整起来很不愿意说啊，我不对，或者我退后。
For the worldly people, it is very hard to concede.
啊，尤其是我们中国的大陆那些乡下人。
Especially those villagers in China.
因为为了一点事情打官司，啊，把自己的田产都卖掉。
For a very trivial thing, they even went to court and sold their possessions.
啊，就是要争一口气啊，说我答应了。
Just to show the other party that he was right.
啊，其实答应了也没什么，就是一张纸啊，你答应了。
But he only got a piece of paper saying that he won the case.
啊，那时候我在乡下还小。
When I was little, and I was in a village.
啊，我一个舅父在省政府做事情。
My uncle worked for the government.
啊，他就告诉我们一件事情。
He told us.
他说你们有困难，只要是我的亲戚朋友，我都会帮忙。只有一件事情，打官司我不绝对不帮。
If you have any kind of problem, I will help you. But if you want to sue others, I will never help you.
啊。因为他知道啊，为了小事情打官司是啊，这样是不好的。
Because he understood that it was pointless to sue others for little things.
我们宁可我们弟兄，尤其是弟兄之内啊，当然外邦人也是一样，我们要饶恕别人。
We as brothers and sisters should forgive one another and also forgive other people as well.
因为我们人呐都很软弱，常常会出错。
Because all of us have weaknesses, we always commit mistakes.
啊，我们如果 稍微自己想一想，我们就知道，哎呀，我今天又讲错话了，今天又做错事了。
Just think for a while, and you can think of all the mistakes you commit in one day.
啊，大卫说，他说啊，我的罪过呀，比我的头发还多嘞。
King David says, my sin is more than my hair.
啊，他又说，我的罪担呐，像重担一样，我都挑担当不起了。
My sin is so heavy like a burden I cannot bear.
因为每在神的面前呢，我每个人过失都很多。
In front of God, all of us have countless sins.
这些过失怎么处理呢？就是要求神赦免我们。
How can we get rid of these sins? We have to ask forgiveness from God.
这些过失只要不是故意犯呢，我们啊诚心的祷告啊，谦卑的认罪，神都会赦免我们。
If these things are not committed deliberately, God will always forgive us.
但是有一个情况，神是不赦免的。
But there is one case that God will not forgive.
请看马太福音。
Please read Matthew.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第六章十四节
，verse 14。
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。十五节
，15。
你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。这里说，我们如果饶恕别人啊，我们的天父就会饶恕我们了。
If we forgive others in the same way, the Heavenly Father will forgive us.
啊，如果我们不饶恕别人啊。那我们的天父也不饶恕我们。
But if we do not forgive other people's sin, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us either.
所以祈祷文里说啊，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
That's why the Lord's Prayer says, "Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors."
啊，看我们是不是免人的债。如果免了人的债，我们天父就把我们都免掉了。
If we have forgiven other people's debt, the Heavenly Father will also forgive our debt.
啊，如果我们免人的债是免了一半啊，只是免一半，我们天父也给我们免了一半。
But if we only forgive half of other people's debt, the Heavenly Father will also forgive only half of my debt.
我们天父照我们待人来待我们。
The Heavenly Father treat us exactly as we treat others.
所以我们啊要尽量宽大一点，我们天父对我们也宽大一点。
That's why we should be more open and treat others better.
这样我们啊进天国才有把握。
Only then can we be assured of our inheritance in heaven.
啊，这都是应当我们要小心的。
All these things we should be careful of.
啊，我们现在已经查考了四点了。
We have already studied 4 points.
第一点就是要小心的听道理。
First thing is to be careful of how we listen to the truth.
啊，就是听到的时候要留意，要听，不要发生误会。
That is, consider carefully what we hear and do not misunderstand.
啊，第二点呢，就是处理事情要小心。
And the second thing is to be careful of
看这件事情神喜欢不喜欢。
How we handle things, whether they are pleasing to God.
第三件事情说话要小心。
And the third thing is that we should be careful of our speech.
啊，当说的要说，不当说的不要说。
We say what is right and avoid what is not right.
最好凡事说造就人的好话。
The best thing is to say edifying words.
啊，第四点就是待人要小心。
The fourth point is to treat others carefully.
啊，我们就查考到第四点。
We will stop here for now.
啊，下边还有三点。
There are 3 more points to be covered.
啊，就是救人也要小心。
They are to be careful of how we save others.
第六点，做善事也要小心。
To be careful of how we perform good deeds.
第七点啊，就是要小心我们做的圣功啊，不要失去我们的奖赏。
And lastly, how we be careful not to lose our reward while we do God's work.
啊，我们做多少，希望能够满得赏赐。
Whatever we do, we should receive abundant reward.
啊，后边还有三点，以后有机会我们再查考。
The last 3 points will be covered later.
啊，我们第一节就查到这里。
This concludes our study.
啊，唱诗。
Please sing him.
218首。
45。
何等美丽善良家国，真爱喜乐与和平，仁爱恩慈良善先生，温柔节制到要紧。我要身着主的真理，真理是我的自由。
阿弥陀佛，真乃世俗。
一生顺服真理做领袖，得着圣灵住我里面，好生命等充满用。我等发光天主灵果，满足主对我要求。若是不能解除善果，辜负生灵主里头，当日就准苦口教训，迎接善果荣耀神。经济不能解除葡萄，万国之属身分明，所以我们当行真理，顺服圣灵变心人，灵明健全灵德完善，多结善果荣主名。
我们现在要祷告。
Now we are going to pray.
我们要求圣灵帮助我们。
We pray that the Holy Spirit may help us.
让我们在这些事上都能够谨慎做得好。
So that we may be careful of the things we have discussed.
我们信耶稣的不是每个人都是很完全的。
We as Christians, not all of us are perfect.
讲道的人也是一样。
Including the speaker.
都是彼此互相的勉励。
All of us are encouraging one another.
我们就是慢慢的来修正我们的缺点。
Our aim is to gradually remove our shortcomings.
希望我们的缺点天天常常会减少。
So that our shortcomings will gradually be taken away.
我们就是不断的要修正我们的错误。
We are constantly changing our bad characters.
只要我们有这种心去做我们有点缺这个剩下一点缺点没有做好，神也会赦免我们。
If we have the determination to take away our bad points, God will also help us, even if we cannot.
当然我们是最好能够把我们缺点都改完全改正了。
Of course, the best thing is to completely take away all our shortcomings.
若是主耶稣来得早，我们还没有完全改完只要我们有这种心去改正，神也会原谅我们。
Even when we are not completely perfect when the Lord Jesus comes, but if we have the determination, God will forgive us.
我们的天父很慈爱的。
Our Heavenly Father is merciful.
但是他也是公义的。
But at the same time, He is also just.
我们可以来以父母的心来父母来对孩子这种心情来衡量这件事情。
We can compare this to the love of our parents.
像有的小孩子，他虽然笨一点，但是他努力去做了，他的爸爸妈妈算了，就这样好了。
Some children are not very smart, but they work very hard in their school, and their parents will be happy.
他的缺点，他的父母就算了就不再责备他了。
Their parents will not remember their shortcomings.
有些孩子虽然很聪明，但是他不努力去做，他的父母那要求还是很严格。
Some kids are very smart, but they do not work as hard.
你可以做，你不做就不行。
But the parents will require more from them.
我们的天父也对我们是一样。
In the same way, the Heavenly Father treats us.
只要我们肯努力的去做，我们做不到的，神会赦免我们。
If we try our best, even though we cannot be perfect, God will
always
forgive us.
我们要求圣灵充满，求圣灵帮助我们。
We should pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
啊，至少我们尽量去做就好了。
We just do our best.
啊，我们也继续为软弱的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Let's also pray for those brothers and sisters who are weak.
啊，为蒙道者祷告。
Also pray for the truth seekers.
现在一同祷告。
Now let's pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣！哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣！哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣！哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣！哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。Thank you.
的主耶稣。
主恩实在更多，主恩实在更多，从前我心不满罪过，主恩实在更多，主恩实在更多，主恩实在更多，从前我心充满罪过，主恩实在更多。
So if you can work, if you can help, if for the workshops or on weekdays and weekends, if you can help, of course not today, if you can help, please report to me and I will assign you work.
我们下个礼拜每天都会做，所以要是你任何时间有空的话，请跟我通知。Okay,
in this past week, a lot of youths who were on Easter vacation came to help.
上个礼拜放春假，有好几个青年来帮忙。
And we know this is a good work.
我们都晓得这是一个很好的工作。
And we know I won't go into the details, but three different things happen that clearly show us that God is helping us.
但是有三件事很明显证明神帮助我们。
And I won't go into the details, but God is guiding us.
我不详细解释，但是神的确是在帮助我们的工作。
But Satan is also attacking us.
但是同时魔鬼也在工作。
So we have to be careful not to be, not to allow Satan to have his way.
所以我们要小心，不要给魔鬼留地。
So Friday night's topic was peace and harmony. So let's work with peace and harmony and don't forget to pray.
昨天晚上的题目是讲到平安与和睦，所以我们要保持平安与和睦，同时也要祷告。
So if you have time, or money, or energy, either any of these three, please, everyone contribute.
As we
know, the workers have been working very hard, and a lot of times those of us who have not been through the job do not really know the difficulty. There are many kinds of difficulties or troubles that we do not
know.
When the neighbors saw that told us that we were very cooperative, very united, and all of us worked very hard for the church. The materials we are using are very good material, so they are because we are doing it for our own church, of course we choose the best material. And the people who are in charge have tried their best. So all of us, if we can help, please try to help, and or we can give support. We can support them financially or with our own strength, or we could just give them moral support. We should also pray so that this construction work can be finished smoothly.